Hello everyone. So I found some internet templates that will be audio for you, because we have to ask each other these questions. Why do you want to get married? Do you want to get married? Why don't you want to get married? Are you able to have a successful romance without marriage? Are you able to have a successful romance with marriage? Those are some of the questions we ask each other. We ask each other, how do you handle disagreements? We ask each other, are you influenced by your parents' marriage or lack thereof? We ask each other, what kind of wedding do you really want? What kind of ceremony that you want to celebrate our love, even if that doesn't include marriage? We ask each other, what about each other's family? We ask each other, what will you do with your last names? We ask each other, how much alone time do you need? We ask each other, what are your non-negotiables? We ask each other, what do you want to happen when you die? We ask each other, what is a deal breaker for you? We ask each other, what constitutes cheating? We ask each other, who is the most important person in the world to you? What is the most important thing in the world to you? We ask each other those questions. We ask each other, what are your love languages? We ask each other, what are your lust languages? We ask each other, how do you deal with change or the unexpected? We ask each other, what do you find difficult to talk about? We ask each other, what do you find difficult to talk to your partner and or anyone else about? We ask each other, what goes on social media? We ask each other, what happens if you feel like you're drifting apart? We ask each other, do you do anything to make anyone feel unsafe? We ask each other, do you do anything to make your partner or anybody else feel unsafe? We ask each other, where do you like to have discussions? How do you like to have discussions? We ask each other, do you have any healthy secrets? Do you have any trauma secrets? Do you have any secrets? We ask each other, what are your finances really like? We ask each other, how will you split your finances? We ask each other, what do you want to save up for? We ask each other, do you have a will? We ask each other, do you prefer to spend or save? Are you better at saving or spending? Do you have reckless spending habits? Are you too much of a saver? Are you a hoarder? H-O-A-R-D-E-R. We ask each other, how do you feel about your sex life? We ask each other, how we handle differing sex drives? We ask each other, what is your definition and meanings of sex? We ask each other, what are your erotic blueprint types? We ask each other, what are your sexual personality types? We ask each other, how do you achieve full body orgasms and multiple orgasms? We ask each other, is adult entertainment material included in your romance or not? We ask each other, do you want a committed relationship or do you want a casual relationship? We ask each other, do you want children? Do you not want children? How would you raise your children? What about if having children isn't straightforward? We ask each other these questions. What does religion mean to you? What does not religion mean to you? We ask each other these questions. We ask each other, where do you want to live? We ask each other, what does your dream home look like? We ask each other, how will you split the chores? We ask each other, what are your politics? And we ask each other, what does politics not mean to you? We ask each other, what do celebrations look like for you? We ask each other, what's your dream holiday? We ask each other, how important is your career? We ask each other, how do you feel about pets? We ask each other, what does your retirement look like? We ask each other, are you into the joining of families or not? We ask each other, how will you experience true intimacy? We ask each other, what about values changing? We ask each other, what does it mean for sometimes you have to change? We ask each other, how do you feel about the work not stopping just because you and I agree to be in a relationship? When it comes to autism moms and myself, I'm the most comfortable talking to them about bills. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about parenting styles. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about credit. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about debt. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about religion. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about how to deal with family. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about what beliefs will be instilled in children that they raise or may have me help raise with them. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about childhood traumas. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about adulthood traumas. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about central expectations. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about sexual expectations. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about erotic expectations. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about partner expectations. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about financial expectations. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about family health history. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about mental health history and responding to mental health issues. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about bucket lists. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about my dream house. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about political views. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about careers and education. I'm the most comfortable talking to autism moms about whatever else comes to mind. You know, we know, me and autism moms, we know that love alone is not enough. Again, me and autism moms, we both know that love alone is not enough. And we both know that lust alone is not enough. So, I've noticed that autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about bills. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about parenting styles. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about credit. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about debt. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about religion. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about how to deal with family. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about what beliefs will be instilled in the children we raise together. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about childhood traumas. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about adulthood traumas. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about sexual expectations. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about erotic expectations. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about sensual expectations, sexual expectations, and erotic expectations. Autism was the most comfortable talking to me about partner expectations. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about financial expectations. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about family health history. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about mental health history. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about bucket lists. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about dream house. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about careers and education. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about political views. Autism moms are the most comfortable talking to me about whatever else comes to mind. Because we romantic love alone is not enough. We know that. Sexual love alone is not enough. We know that. Sensual love alone is not enough. We know that. Erotic love is not enough. We know that. We know. So, I mean, so I'm just using templates for right now, and I'm just going to flow the episode. If I use off the top later, I will. If not, the templates were what I needed. So this is the last episode where I do a lot of reading in it. I promise you that is guaranteed, starting right about now. So here are the questions that autism moms and I will be asking each other, including the non-autism moms in all these questions too. Here we go. Here are the questions I'm going to ask each other. Do you enjoy your job? Have you ever considered a field change? Are you expected to work overtime? Do you have to travel a lot? Do you make an effort to stay home as much as possible? If you could change your career today, would you do it? Is your work more important than your passions? Are you willing to work on weekends? Do you have a private pension fund? How much do you invest monthly? How do you see your retirement looking like? How many jobs have you quit? Were you ever fired? What were the reasons? Are you ambitious? Is your workplace more of a job or a career? Has work interfered with your personal relationships before? How much do you earn per month or per year? How important is work ethic to you? What's your work style? How long have you been employed? Did you work during high school or only years after graduating? How long have you been unemployed? And what did you do during the midst of your unemployment? Do you commute to work? How long does that take on average? Around when would you get home? What's your ideal place to live in? Country, continent, whatever you think of. What would you choose between a big city and a small town? Do you want to live in the country? Do you want to live in the suburbs? Do you want to live in the inner city? Where do you see us living? A house, an apartment? Would we rent or own it ourselves? Are you handy with tools and power tools, or do you rely on professional services? Is your home a place of refuge where few people are allowed, or is your door always open, or is there in the middle between the two? Is music an ever-present element in your home, or would you rather stay and do household chores in silence? Do you watch TV or streaming services /VODs before going to bed? Do you use your smartphone in bed before sleep or after you wake up? What type of phone do you use and why? Do you feel the need to have a spot in the house or apartment that's just yours and no one's allowed in there? Did you ever end a relationship because you weren't given enough space where you lived? Do you want to be rich? How important is money for you? Would you be okay with just you being employed from the two of us? Would you be okay if you stayed at home or only I had a job? Do you want to have a shared bank account or should they be separate? If you suddenly be outrageously rich, would you significantly change your life? If yes, how would you change it? Do you have a child from a previous relationship? Do you pay child support or alimony for them? Are you in your ex's good grace? Are they in your good grace? Does your ex pay child support alimony for you? Would I meet your child? Would I meet your children? Would I meet your ex? Before we get married, do you want to have a prenuptial contract? Why yes or why not? Before we agree to be a couple, is there anything that you're keeping from me that could potentially ruin our romance? Why yes or why not? Would you want us to set a specific amount we're willing to spend every month? Are you good with handling finances like tax? Which one of us would be doing the math? Do you owe anyone, whether person or organization, a significant amount of money? Will we be paying it back together or separately? Have you ever frequented gambling places? Do you gamble presently? Are you cheap when it comes to purchasing products or services? If we're really tight on money, would you still want to put aside some cash strictly for entertainment and passions? Was money a big part of your previous relationship? Did you pay for everything? Or did your partner pay for everything? Has money ever been used as a means of controlling your past relationships by either side? Did you break up because of money? Do you have any concepts of polygamy, polyamory, polygynandry, polygyny, open relationships, open marriages, monogamous, cuckolding, cuckqueening? Group sex. All the forms of polyamory, all the forms of ethical non-monogamy. Are any of those things you want or need? What's your education level? Are you proud about it? Do you want to increase it? Are you always looking forward to learning something new? Are college graduates more intelligent by default, or being intelligent and being smart separate things? Do you have a car, or is traveling by bus, train, or subway, or Uber, or Lyft, or a taxi, or a cab a better option? If you have a car, how important is it? Does it matter more than where you live? Does it matter if your vehicle is a heavy polluter? Would you go for a greener option that's less flashy or powerful? Do you spend a lot of time washing, polishing, generally taking care of your vehicle? Are you a good driver in your eyes? Do you have speeding tickets or other such troubles? Do you prefer being awake during the day or the night? Are you quick to judge people? Do you enjoy physical affection or words of appreciation, actions of love enough? What's your favorite season? Are you moody during other ones? If you just had a disagreement, do you avoid the other person in anger, or are you quick to get over it? Or how long does it take for you to feel at peace about the disagreement? When you disagree with someone, do you tend to use arguments, heated arguments, and debates, or heated debates, or do your emotions take over quickly? How would you fairly assign household chores? If possible, do you prefer to try and not have to do many things while others are taking care of them? Do you seek utmost freedom, or is a planned out routine better? Does not having a routine scare you? Are you afraid of uncertainty? On average, how much do you sleep? Is it important to shower daily and wear new sets of clothes? Can you relax for long periods of time without having work-related thoughts or other worries? What's one thing that immediately makes you angry? What's one thing that couldn't ever make you angry? What's a pet peeve that others really have to respect, or you feel unappreciated? What's your opinion on cheating in order to achieve a desired outcome? What's that one thing which you're really good at, better than anyone else in the world? Is there something specific which drains you of your life force? When you feel at your weakest, what do you do to cheer up or get back on your feet? Do you have any phobias? Do they affect how you manage your daily life? Do you believe in destiny? Do you feel ready to get married? If not, then do you think that you'll ever feel ready? How well do you think I fit in your life? Were there times when I bothered your daily routine? Do you think there's something in your life right now that would prevent us from having a happy marriage or a happy relationship without marriage? Have you ever been uncomfortable on a daily basis in past relationships? A weird feeling in your gut that just wouldn't go away or anything else? What are some insecurities caused by a past relationship, committed and or casual? Do you think you've caused your previous partners and or previous partner any insecurities? Did they specifically point out something to you or vice versa to all the above? What were you sure for the first time? When were you sure for the first time that you loved someone? Or lusted after someone? Did you tell them straight away? Did you have to come to terms with it? How long is your previous relationship? What's the longest length of time you've been together with someone? How did it end? Have you been married before? Are you a widow? Are you, you know, are you a widower? I mean, are you willing to talk to previous partners, or would you rather it's never brought up? What are some things you're really not proud of from previous relationships? Have you ever judged a partner based on how the one before them was like? Did you ever go to relationship counseling or relationship coaching? Were you ever engaged? If so, why didn't you go ahead with the marriage? Do you live together with your previous partners? Who do you live with? Why didn't you move in with all of them? Have you lived together for a former partner for a long time? Why didn't you marry them? Are you okay with living together unmarried, or do you need to live with someone that is your spouse so you can live with them? Are you afraid that at some point I'll tell you that I no longer love you? Has this happened to you before? What did your past experiences teach you? Name a few essential aspects. Did you notice a recurring factor that kept leading to breakups? Do you find yourself thinking about your ex a lot? Would you rather we never do something specific in the bedroom or any other sexual settings of ours? Are you comfortable talking privately about sex? If not, why is that? Are you comfortable talking openly about sex? If not, why is that? Are you okay with initiating sex? If not, why? Can I do anything to make you more comfortable in expressing this wish and or wishes? Are you usually in the mood for sex, or is your sex drive lower? Have you ever been sexually abused, from improper behavior from friends or lovers or anyone else to more serious things? When growing up, was your family open about sex, private about sex, or never talked about sex? Is sex a topic you talked about with your parents? Would we in turn discuss sex with our children if we had children? Is sex for you a method to relieve stress? Have you ever used sex previously to appease your partner and or partners, or avoid a topic? Have you ever been in an open relationship before? How many sexual partners have you had? Or is that a topic you would rather remain tight-lipped about? Do you need alone time, and even if we're sexually active regularly? Is pornography a taboo subject for you? Is erotica a taboo subject for you? Is sex work a taboo subject for you? Have you had sex exclusively with men or women or non-binary adults? Or did you have multiple experiences in this regard? Have you ever broken up with a partner because of bad sex? Do you spend a lot of time in front of the mirror? Is it important your partner also takes a lot of care of themselves? If we're together out in the town, should our outfits match? Would you consider plastic surgery to quote-unquote fix something which you view as an imperfection? Do you use makeup? How much? How often? How long does it take you to apply it? How much money do you spend on it? Are you okay with having unmarried sex with me, or sex is something you need to do with your spouse? Are you self-conscious about your weight? Would you become angry or dissatisfied if I gain a noticeable amount of weight? Are you really in touch with fashion? How much do you spend on clothes? Do you have a good opinion about how bad you look? Are you worried your looks are going to fade with old age? Did your parents used to shame you for your appearance, or were they always encouraging and complimenting you? How about your peers? Is there something particular you dislike about yourself, physical or otherwise? Would you still love me if I suffered an accident and remained scarred? What about if I lost a limb? Is strong physical attraction a necessity for you to connect deeply with someone? Do you wish to always be viewed as attractive? Have you gotten a haircut in the past because someone commented passingly that your hair is messy? How long does it take you to get over an insult? Or how long does it take for you to recover from an insult, even if you don't get over it? Are there people whose opinions you really don't value at all? Do you generally feel self-assured? Are you willing to have a go at things you're not that skilled at quite yet? Would you say you're a healthy person? Were you ever hospitalized? If so, what for? Would you be willing to have surgery if it was required? Do you have any chronic conditions which require steady medication to keep under control? Is taking care of yourself a mandatory principle in marriage? Do you owe it to your partner? Do your parents or extended family have serious illnesses? Do you have medical insurance and dental insurance? Which hospital would be your first pick if you had to be hospitalized? Do you get along with your family doctor? Are they a true professional, or do you want to change them? Do you have a gym membership? Are you into sports? Which ones? Do you want to practice something together? Is exercise a regular activity for you? Are you looking to make it part of your day? Do you think a fight would end your favor? Have you been in any fights? Are you addicted to, or do you have to take certain medications daily? Have you been in any verbal fights? Have you been in any physical fights? Do you follow a diet or some guidelines, or do you just eat whatever, whenever? Have you ever had an STD? Have you ever had an STI? When was your last STD check? When was your last STI check? Do your bones break easier than what's considered normal? Do you have any conditions which can be a daily problem, like gastrointestinal problems? Does anyone in your family have mental disorders? Do you? If so, are you seeing a therapist? Do you want to start seeing a therapist? Are you seeing a psychologist? Do you want to see one? Are you seeing a psychiatrist? Do you want to see one? Are you seeing a counselor? Do you want to see one? Are you seeing a coach? Do you want to see one? Are you seeing a consultant? Do you want to see one? Do you have any habits like smoking tobacco or drinking alcohol? Do you smoke marijuana? If yes, how often to all the above? Is it affecting your health? How much money do you spend on such habits? Do you have any health problems which interfere with your sex life? Did you ever break up with someone, or has anyone broken up with you because of health-related issues? Do you want us to have children? If so, how many? Would you prefer having a boy or a girl? Would you prefer having a non-binary child? Can you, biologically speaking, have children? If you can't, is this a problem for you? Would it be a problem if I couldn't have children? Are children a way for you to feel fulfilled in life, or do you want children for other reasons? If there was an accidental pregnancy, how would you react? Would you want the baby kept? Do you believe in abortion? Do you believe in IVF? Who's going to handle birth control, me or you? Who's going to handle contraceptives, me or you? Is adoption a viable option for you? Do you think you could love an adopted child like it was your own? Is sperm bank usage and foster parenting topics up for discussion? Do you have strong beliefs about those topics? Are you an only child, or do you have siblings? While growing up, how did this affect you? How do you think it would affect your parenting style? Is it important to stay in touch with extended family? Would our children spend a lot of time with grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins? Have you had or been the parent of a child that was then adopted by someone else? Do you keep tabs on them? Is breastfeeding an appropriate activity to do outside of one's home? Is it ever an appropriate activity to do at all? Should a mother, a father, or non-binary parent, or all the above, stay with their children for the first year of their life? For 6 months? Not at all. What type of discipline would you want us to use for our child? Spanking? Whoopings? Hittings? Beatings? Removal of privileges? Groundings? Timeouts? Punishments? Do you not believe in punishment? The silent treatments? Are the opinions of children important? Would you talk with your children and consult them before making a family decision? Is religion an important aspect of upbringing? Would you be able to handle it if our children turned out to be agnostic or atheist or of a different religion by choice? of theirs? Would you treat your child the same if they were a boy or a girl or a non-binary child? Should girls have stricter rules than boys, especially when it comes to their sex life? Should non-binary children have stricter rules? I'm sorry. That does kind of seem weird. I'll say this. Should women have stricter rules than men, especially when it comes to their sex life? Because, you know, we don't want to encourage children being sexually active too soon, okay? So, should non-binary adults have stricter rules than cisgender adults, especially when it comes to their sex life? If your teenage child would be open about being sexually active with you regarding them wanting to be sexual with someone or other people, would you punish them or advise them to use birth control? How do you feel about the sexual dynamics of offspring when they become adults? Is it necessary for you to like your children's friends? If you choose adoption, would you give your children the option to meet their birth parents? Should they ever know they're adopted? How would you react if your children was racially discriminated against? What is discrimination based on gender? What if your children was discriminated against anyway? How would you handle it? Are choices related to surgery about making it possible to have a child strictly up to you, or should your partner agree? Would you allow your child to talk back? What does talking back mean to you? Did you previously break up because of different views about having or raising children? Do you value the opinions of your parents or extended family? Are you in contact with your family? Do you think your family is too intrusive in your life? Do you think some of your fears, worries, or otherwise mental health are affected by something which happened in your childhood? What's the most hurtful thing your parents ever said to you? What about what you said to them? Have you ever felt you wanted to escape from your family? Does it matter if your family likes me? If my family likes you, should it? Did your parents fight a lot? Do they fight a lot now? How do they settle a dispute? Do you think you act in the same way? Is it a good or a bad thing? When you make an important decision, do you feel the need to consult with your parents first? Did you need to break up with someone because of family feuds? Would you say you have a best friend, multiple best friends? How did you meet? What did you appreciate most about them? How often do you meet up with your friends? Do you talk regularly, text, or over the phone? Do you have a close friend of the opposite sex? Would it be a problem if I did? Do you have a close friend of the same sex? Would it be a problem if I did? Do you have a close friend who is gender non-conforming? Would it be a problem if I did? What comes first, friends or your romantic relationship? Have you ever refused to help a friend in need? If so, why? Have you ever refused to help a person in need? If so, why? Is it important for you to like my friends? Does it matter if they like you? What about me and your friends? Are friends in common an important aspect? Can you say no to your friends? Do they get upset? Can you say no to other people? Do they get upset? Have you ever lost a friend or a person because of your past relationships? What about losing a partner because of friends or somebody else? Did you lend your friends or anybody money? How much? Do you think your friends or anyone would be there for you if you needed them? Are you in any online messaging groups? Do you spend a few hours a day messaging these groups? Or is it a shorter time period than that? Have you ever felt a rift in communication between you and your friends or anybody? Are you a political person? Do you see yourself on the left or right wing of politics, or smack dab in the middle? Are you liberal or conservative? Are you moderate? Are you a centrist? Should we ever talk about politics? Do you support Donald Trump? Were politics a subject for family talk? Are you in a political party? Do you expect me to join? What are your thoughts on elections? Do you vote or choose to pay them no attention? Do you involve yourself in activities such as marches or protests or any other kinds of demonstrations? If we turn out to have completely different political opinions, do you think we'd still love each other if we get along? What are your thoughts on racism, sexism, queerphobia, xenophobia, misogynoir, transmisogynoir, ageism, and other controversial topics. What are your thoughts on ableism? What are your thoughts on classism? Do you think these constructs even exist or not? Do you actively monitor the decisions and laws put in place by the government? Would you take action against something you oppose? Have political ideologies been the factor of a breakup for you? Have you ever accused someone of being a communist, Nazi, Marxist, or a fascist? Were you ever accused? Have you ever been a part of a political rally? Should people with greater income support or aid those that are more disfavored? Do you think you're paying too much tax? Should tax be mandatory? Should military service be mandatory? Have you served? Do you have relatives or friends in the military? Do you have any relatives or friends in the military? Would you want your children to have to serve in the military? Should opposing parties or forces be convinced to step down through violent or nonviolent methods? Do you avoid certain media outlets for political reasons? Can you spot fake news? Do you tend to take to heart a certain opinion on a subject or look for multiple sources in debates? Is private education a good thing, or should quality public education be available nationwide, even if it means more tax? Should public health care be nationally available at the highest level of standards, or are private hospitals the way to go? What are your views on having a pet? What would you pick between a cat, a dog, or an entirely different animal as a pet? If you had a pet, would living with you imply that I also had to like and care for the pet? If I had a pet, would you be willing to care for it even though you didn't like it? Have you ever hit an animal? So what was the reason? You had to put down a pet? How did it make you feel? Is a pet just a domesticated animal or a family member? Do you try and block time for involvement in your local community? Would you say you get along with your neighbors? Do you have a spare key to their apartment, or don't you even know their names? Should there be a big fence between your house and your neighbors, or no fence at all? Have you ever had to take a neighbor to court, or had you had any other serious grievances? Do you collaborate with your local community on projects for homeless people or other disfavored groups? Do you make an effort to keep your apartment block tidied up? Is there a feeling of mutual trust between yourself and your local community? Have you ever donated to a charity? What kind? Would you volunteer for a cause you believe in? Have you ever spent too much money charitably, as in not having enough left to buy food, etc.? Overall, would you say you're law-abiding? Are laws even important? Should it be left up to the individual? Have you ever been charged for a crime? Have you ever spent any time at all in jail or prison? Were you ever robbed or otherwise the victim of a violent crime? Has your home ever been broken into? Did you move afterwards, or do you still live there? Do you even try to get away with paying less than you should in tax? Have you ever been involved with someone, romantically or otherwise, that have been charged for criminal offenses, or that engaged in criminal activities while you're together? Did you commit crimes with them? Do you think you're a religious person, a spiritual one, an agnostic, or an atheist? Do you regularly go to a place of worship? Did your parents used to force you to go to religious ceremonies? After you became an adult, did you change your religion? Is there something after we die, or just darkness? Should we share the same beliefs? Do you have to respect certain restrictions because of relationship, dietary, sexual, etc.? Do you pray or engage in certain spiritual activities regularly? If we had children, would you want them to be a part of your belief? Has religion or spirituality caused you to break up in the past? Were you raised in a family with traditional values? Do you make it a priority to popularize or speak about ethnicity / backgrounds, culture, and traditions? Are you into pop culture? Is music a big part of your life, or do you rarely listen to it? What's your favorite genre? Would you prefer you were born in a different culture? Do you believe there should be equity between men and women and non-binary people, or that some jobs and roles are better filled by one of the sexes or any gender non-conforming person? What's your opinion of misandry and misogyny? Should we acknowledge and celebrate the differences between genders? Are there no differences at all? Is dancing a big part of who you are? Do you express emotions and celebrate this way? What's more important, the needs of the many or the needs of the few? Would you sacrifice some of your own happiness, financial security in order to help somebody else? Are you willing to respect another person's culture, traditions, even if you don't agree with them? Do you expect others to adjust to your own culture? Are women simply better at household chores, like changing a baby's diaper? Should only men or non-binary people know how to handle a hammer? Is it better if a woman always acts in ways approved by her husband or non-binary partner? Should people sit in a certain order in spots at family tables? In your family, can anyone do any job as long as they're good at it? Should someone be ridiculed if they attempt to do a job considered to not be suited to their gender but fails? How did your parents used to describe the difference between ethnicities? Do you carry any prejudiced beliefs which you nonetheless want to hang on to? Could you become friends with a member of a group which you have a dislike for? Is it a problem if you have to work with members of multiple ethnicities, cultures, and beliefs? Are you aware of your own biases, or do you sometimes surprise yourself with your decisions and actions? What would you be if your reaction if your children dated someone of another nationality, ethnicity, political views, or religious views? Have you had to break up with previous partners because of different views on race, ethnicity, culture, or other associated concepts? How do you handle mourning and grieving? Does your family hold funerals, talk in a great detail to the departed, or have cremations or burials, or is silence golden? How does an ideal day look for you? What's one passion that makes you you? Is it imperative that we both like the same things? Is it okay if we have pastimes that don't include one another? On average, how much would you say you spend on leisure activities monthly? Would you stop hobbies like drinking or going to strip clubs if they make me weary? Do you like going to strip clubs? Do you like going to bars and taverns and salons? Do you have a nightlife? Do you enjoy having a spotlight and being entertainment? What's more fun, spending a night out with friends, going around the center, hanging out alone at your home with pizza and video games? When watching a movie, do you prefer talking over it and discussing what's happening or staying silent throughout? Have significantly different hobbies caused you to break up in the past? Do you enjoy traveling? How much are you willing to spend for a vacation which you find enjoyable? During the holidays, do you visit your family, stay with friends, or enjoy time to yourself? Do you have a fine appreciation for food, or is it more like quote-unquote fuel for you to get through the day? Do you make time to eat at a table, or are you always in a rush? Are you a good cook? If not, do you expect me to cook, or are we looking at daily takeout? How much money are you willing to spend on takeout? What are your favorite restaurants in our area? Will we pay all takeaway orders from a shared account, or each one pays what he eats? I'm sorry, each one pays what they eat is a better way of saying it. Is it a necessity that we eat together, or can we eat separately? If you're on a diet, should I only eat what you're eating too? Is food a reward to you? Do you expect a fancy dinner for an achievement, or spend remaining funds on grander cuisine? What are your allergies? Have you ever put on too much weight because of eating irregularly? Did you ever try to control what a previous partner ate so that they wouldn't put on weight? Have you ever gotten into fights with previous partners because the meal was too expensive? If you could ask me a single question for the rest of your life, what would that question be? What would you want to know about me above anything else? I have more questions. More questions. Are you working on your chosen field? How many hours a week do you work? Would you consider yourself a workaholic? What does your job entail? What is your dream job? Have you ever been called a workaholic? What is your retirement plan? What do you plan to do when you stop working? Have you ever been fired? Have you ever quit a job suddenly? Have you changed jobs a lot? Do you consider your work a career or just a job? How many kids do you want? Has your work ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? What values do you want to instill in your children? How do you want to discipline your kids? What would you do if one of your children said that they were gay and or transgender? What if our children didn't want to go to college? What if our children didn't want to go to church? What if our children didn't want to go to mosque? What if our children didn't want to go to synagogue? What if our children didn't want to go to temple? What if our children didn't want to go to monastery? What if our children didn't want to go to a center, you know, house of worship? What would you do if one of your children was having teen sex in your home? What would you do if you heard your children curse? What if our children didn't want to go to college? How much say do children have in a family? How comfortable are you around children? Would you be opposed to having our parents watch the children so we could spend time alone together? Would you put your children in a private school or public school or religious school? What are your thoughts on homeschooling? Would you be willing to adopt if we couldn't have kids? Would you be willing to seek medical treatment if we couldn't have kids naturally? Do you believe it's okay to discipline your child in public? Do you believe it's okay to discipline your child in private? How do you feel about paying for your kids' college education? How far apart do you want kids? Would you want someone to stay home with the kids or use daycare? Do you gamble? Do you party? Do you stay out all night? How would you feel if our kids wanted to join the military rather than go to college? How involved do you want grandparents to be in our parenting? How will we handle parental decisions? Do you believe in spanking your kids? Do you prefer a boy or a girl or a non-binary child as a firstborn? Have you ever felt deeply insecure in a relationship? When was the first time you felt that you were in love with another person? What is the longest relationship you have ever had prior to this one? Have you ever been married? If you have a current partner, do they know of behaviors that you exhibited in your previous relationship that you're not proud of? Do you believe that past relationships should be left in the past and not talk about your current relationship? Have you ever cheated in any of your relationships? Do you tend to judge current partners on past relationships? Have you ever been cheated on in any of your relationships? Have you ever sought marriage counseling? Have you ever sought premarital counseling? Do you have children from previous marriages or non-marital relationships? Have you ever been engaged to be married but didn't go through with the wedding? Have you ever had a live-in partner? Do you harbor fears that the person you love might reject you or fail out of love with you or fall out of love with you? What sexual activities do you enjoy the most? Do you feel comfortable initiating sex? What do you need in order to be in the mood for sex? Have you ever been sexually abused or sexually assaulted? What was the attitude towards sex in your family? Do you use sex to self-medicate? Have you ever felt forced to have sex to keep the peace? Is sexual fidelity an absolute necessity in a good marriage or in a good life partnership that doesn't include marriage? Do you enjoy viewing pornography? Do you enjoy viewing erotica? Do you enjoy viewing curiosa? How often do you need or expect sex? Have you ever had a sex relationship with a person of the same sex? Have you ever had a sex relationship with a person who's gender non-conforming? Has sexual dissatisfaction ever been a factor for you in a breakup of a relationship? How would you describe the current state of your health? Have you ever had a serious illness? Have you ever had surgery? Do you believe it's a sacred responsibility to take care of yourself? Are there genetic diseases in your family or history of cancer, heart disease, or chronic illness? Do you have health insurance? Do you belong to a gym? If so, how much time do you spend at the gym every week? Do you play sports or take exercise classes? Have you ever been in a physically or emotionally abusive relationship? Have you ever suffered from an eating disorder? Have you ever been in a serious accident? Do you take medication? Have you ever had a sexually transmitted scare? Have you ever been treated for a mental disorder? Do you see a trained professional? Do you smoke? Have you ever smoked? Do you consider yourself an addictive personality? Have you ever suffered from an addiction or an extremist? How much alcohol do you drink every week? Do you use recreational drugs? Do you have a medical problem that impacts your ability to have a satisfying sex life? Have any of these health problems ever been a factor for you in the breakup of a relationship? How important is it that you always look your best? How important is your spouse's appearance? Are there cosmetic procedures that you regularly undergo? Is weight control important to you? How much money do you spend on clothing every year? Do you worry about getting old? What do you like and dislike about your appearance? What would your reaction be if your spouse lost a limb? Do you feel that you could have good chemistry with someone who is moderately physically attractive to you? Or is a strong physical attraction necessary? Do you want children? And when? Would you feel unfulfilled if you were unable to have children? Have you ever had a sexually transmitted infection? Have you ever had a sexually transmitted disease? Again, do you want children and when? Would you feel unfulfilled if you were unable to have children? Who is responsible for birth control? What is your view about fertility treatments? What is your view about abortion? What is your view about reproductive freedom? What is your view about the Declaration of Sexual Rights? What is your view about the Declaration of Sexual Pleasure? What is your view about the sexual reproductive health and rights? What is your view about sexual and reproductive health and rights? Have you ever given birth to a child or parent or birthed a child who was put up for adoption? How important is it to you that your children are raised in your extended family? Do you believe that a good parent will want to breastfeed their baby? What type of discipline do you believe in? Do you believe that children have rights? Do you believe that children should be raised with some religious or spiritual foundation? How would you feel if your children are secular? Should boys be treated the same as girls? Should non-binary people be treated the same as cisgender people? Would you put your teenage child on birth control if you knew that they were sexually active? How would you handle if you didn't like your child's friends? Would you put your teenage child on birth control if you knew they were sexually not sexually active? Would you put your teenage child on birth control if you knew that they were not sexually active? How would you handle if you didn't like your children's friends? In a blended family, should birth parents be in charge of making decisions for their own children? Would you ever consider getting a vasectomy or having your tubes tied? Would you ever consider getting a Okay, let me react to this question. How would you feel if I got other treatments that prevented me from having children with you? Have differences concerning conception or child raising ever been a factor for you in the breakup of a relationship? Are you close to your family? How often would you want to visit your family? Do you have a difficult time setting limits with family? How often will your family visit us? Do you have a family history of diseases or genetic abnormalities? What if one of your family members said they dislike me? How much influence do your parents still have over your decisions? If your parents become ill, would you take them in? Are you close to your family? How often would you want to visit your family? Do you have a difficult time setting limits with family? How often will your family visit us? Do you have a family history of diseases or genetic abnormalities? What if one of your family members said they dislike me? How much influence do your parents still have over your decisions? If your parents became ill, would you take them in? Do you have a best friend? Do you see a close friend or friends at least once a week? Are your friendships as important to you as your life partner is? If your friends need you, are you there for them? Is it important to you for your partner to accept and like your friends? Is it important that you and your partner have friends in common? Do you have a difficult time setting limits with friends? Has a partner been responsible for breaking up a friendship? Are you an animal lover? Do you have a dog, cat, or other beloved pet? How many pets do you want? Have you ever been physically aggressive with an animal? Do you believe a person should give up their pet if it interferes with the relationship? Do you consider pets members of your family? Have you ever been jealous of a partner's relationship with a pet? Have disagreements about pets ever been a factor for you in the breakup of a relationship? Do you consider yourself liberal, moderate, or conservative? Or do you reject political labels? Do you belong to a political party? How do you feel about January 6, 2021? Did you vote in the last presidential election? Do you believe that two people differing political ideologies can have a successful marriage or successful unmarried relationship? Do you believe that the political system is skewed against people of color, poor people, and the rest of the disenfranchised? Which political issues do you care about? Has politics ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? Is it important for you to be involved in your local community? Do you like having a close relationship with your neighbors? Do you regularly participate in community projects? Do you believe that good fences make good neighbors? Have you ever had a serious dispute with a neighbor? Do you take pains to be considerate of your neighbors? How important is it to you to contribute time or money to charity? What kinds of charities do you like to support? Do you feel that it is a responsibility of the halves of the world to help the have-nots? Have attitudes about charitable contributions that have been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? Do you think people are haves? Do you think people are have-nots? Have you served in the military? Has your parents or other relatives served in the military? Do you want your children to serve in the military? Do you personally identify more with a nonviolent approach or with making change to military force and action? Has military service attitudes about military service ever been a factor for you in the breakup of a relationship? Do you consider yourself a law-abiding person? Have you ever committed a crime? Have you ever been arrested? Have you ever been in jail? Have you ever been involved in legal action or lawsuit? Have you ever been a victim of a violent crime? Are you listed in the sex offender registry? Do you believe it's important to be rigorously honest when you pay taxes? Have you ever failed to pay child support? Are you on child support? Have legal or criminal issues ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? Where do you get your news from? Do you believe what you read and see in the news? Do you seek out media with diverse perspective on the news? Do you even watch the news? Have media differences ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? Do you believe in God? Do you have a current religious affiliation? When you were growing up, did your family belong to a church, synagogue, monastery, center, temple, or mosque? Do you currently practice a different religion from the one in which you were raised? Do you believe in life after death? Does your religion impose any behavioral restrictions? Do you consider yourself a religious person? Do you consider yourself a secular person? Do you engage in spiritual practices outside of organized religion? How important is it to you for your partner to share your religious beliefs? How important is it to you for your children to be raised in your religion? Is spirituality a part of your daily life and practice? Has religion and spiritual practice ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? Does popular culture have an important impact on your life? Do you spend time reading about, watching, discussing actors, musicians, models, other celebrities? Do you think most celebrities have a better, more exciting life than you do? Do you regularly go to the movies? Do you prefer to rent movies and watch them at home? What is your favorite style of music? Do you attend concerts featuring your favorite musicians? Do you enjoy going to museums or art shows? Do you like to dance? Do you like to watch TV for entertainment? Has attitudes of babies around popular culture ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? What is your idea of a fun day? Do you have a hobby that's important to you? Do you enjoy spectator sports? Are certain seasons off limits for other activities because of football, baseball, basketball, other sports? What activities do you enjoy that don't involve your partner? How much money do you regularly spend on leisure activities? Do you enjoy activities that might make your partner uncomfortable? Have leisure time issues ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? Do you enjoy entertaining, or do you worry that you'll do something wrong or people won't have a good time? Is it important for you to attend social events regularly? Do you look forward to at least one night out every week, or do you prefer to enjoy yourself at home? Does your work involve attending social functions? Do you socialize with a diverse mix of people? Are you usually the life of the party, or do you dislike being singled out for attention? Are you an ambivert? Are you an omnivert? Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? Have you or a partner ever had an argument caused by one or the other's behavior at a social function? Have differences about socializing ever been a factor for you in the breakup of a relationship? What is your sexual orientation? What is your gender identity? What are your sex characteristics? Which, if any, holidays do you believe are the most important to celebrate? Do you maintain a family tradition around certain holidays? What if your partner was a member of the LGBTQ+ community? How'd they make you feel? How important are birthday celebrations for you? Do you maintain a family tradition around certain holidays? Have differences about holidays/birthdays ever been a factor for you in the breakup of a relationship? Do you enjoy traveling, or are you a homebody? Are vacation getaways an important part of your yearly planning? How much of your annual income do you designate for vacation and travel expenses? Do you have favorite vacation destinations? Do you think it's important to have a passport? Have disputes about travel and vacation ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? What is your level of formal education? Do you regularly sign up for courses that interest you? Do you think that college graduates are smarter than people who didn't attend college? How do you feel about private school education for children? Have education levels and priorities ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? Do you own or lease a car? Would you ever consider not having a car? Is the year, make, and model of the car you drive important to you? Are fuel efficiency and environmental protection favors? I'm sorry, fuel efficiency and environmental protection factors when you choose a car? Given the ability of reliable public transportation, would you prefer not to drive a car at all? How much time do you spend maintaining and caring for your vehicle? How long is your daily commute? Is it by bus, train, car, or carpool? Do you consider yourself a good driver? Have you ever received a speeding ticket? Have cars or driving ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? How much time do you spend on the phone every day? Do you have a cell phone? Do you belong to any internet chat groups? Do you have an unlisted telephone number? Do you consider yourself a communicator or a private person? Could you ever see yourself being famous? Do you not want to be famous? What are the circumstances under which you would not answer the telephone, cell phone, or even a BlackBerry, or even T-Mobile, or even an Android? Has modern communication ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? Do you like to eat most of your meals sitting at a table, or do you tend to eat on the run? Do you love to cook? When you were growing up, was it important that everybody be present for dinner? Do you masturbate? Do you follow a specific diet regimen that limits your food choices? How do you handle nocturnal emissions, wet dreams, sexual daydreams, romantic crushes, and attractions to other people in a relationship and when you're not in a relationship? Do you follow a specific diet regimen that limits your food choices? In your family, is food ever used as a bribe or a proof of love? Have you ever called out your previous partner's name while having sex with your partner at that time during sex? Has eating ever been a source of shame for you? Do you have wandering eyes in a relationship? Do you check out other attractive people while you're in a relationship? Have eating and food ever been a source of tension and stress in a relationship? Again, has eating ever been a source of shame for you? Are there household responsibilities you believe to be the sole domain of a man or a woman or a non-binary adult? Do you believe that marriages or unmarried life partnerships are stronger if a woman defers to her husband or non-binary spouse in most areas? How important is equality in a marriage or unmarried life partnership? Do you believe that roles in your family should be filled by the person best equipped for the job, even if it's an unconventional arrangement? How does your family view the roles of girls, boys, non-binary children, men and women, non-binary adults? Have different ideas about gender roles ever been a source of tension for you in a relationship or the cause of a breakup? What did you learn about race and ethnic differences as a child? Which of those beliefs from childhood do you still carry and which have you shed? Does your work environment look more like the United Nations or as a mirror of yourself? How would you feel if your child dated someone of a different race or ethnicity? Are you aware of your own biases regarding race and ethnicity? Have race, ethnicity, and difference ever been a source of tension and stress for you in a relationship? What were your family's views of race, ethnicity, and difference? Wow, what were your family's views of race, ethnicity, and difference? Is it important to you that your partner shares your vision of race, ethnicity, and difference? Have different ideas about race, ethnicity, and difference ever been a factor in the breakup of a relationship? Would you consider yourself a morning person or a night person? Do you judge people who have a different waking and sleeping clock than you? Are you a physically affectionate person? What's your favorite season of the year? When you disagree with your partner, do you tend to fight or withdraw? What's your idea of a fair division of labor in your household? Do you consider yourself an easygoing person, or are you most comfortable with a firm plan of action? How much sleep do you need every night? Do you like to be freshly showered and wearing clean clothes every day, even on weekends or vacations? What is your idea of perfect relaxation? What makes you really angry? What do you do when you're really angry? What makes you most joyful? What do you do when you are joyful? What makes you most insecure? How do you handle your insecurities? What makes you most secure? Do you fight fear? How do you know? How do you celebrate when something great happens? How do you mourn when something tragic happens? What is your greatest limitation? What is your greatest strength? What are your strengths and weaknesses? What most stands in the way of you creating a passionate and caring marriage or unmarried life partnership? What do you need to do today to move forward making your dream marriage or dream unmarried life partnership a reality? What makes you most afraid? What drains you of your joy and passion? What replenishes your mind, body, and spirit? What makes your heart smile in tough times? What makes you feel the most alive? How can I be better at communicating with you? What is the best way to handle disagreements in a marriage or unmarried life partnership? How would you communicate you aren't satisfied sexually? Would you rather discuss issues as they arise or wait until you have a few problems? Would you ever consider divorce? How do you handle disagreements? If there's a disagreement between me and your family, whose side do you choose? Would you be willing to go to marriage counseling or premarital counseling for having marital problems and or unmarital problems? This is part two of the neurodiversity dating questions. And this is the final part of the series.